and we'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight. If you're ever in downtown Chesterton in the Thomas Centennial Park on Sundays, you'll now see the Upsidaisy Market, which is a kind of a shopping experience for pickers, hunters, and artisans of various types. We have the founder and curator there, Lisa Woodrich, and she's here. She's kind of the curator of the whole event, and she's brought along one of her, has a display there, Rita Thurman from Pixie Smash Forge. Thank you for coming on Art in the Air Spotlight.
Aloha, welcome.
Hello. Thank you.
I would say make it a point to go there on Sundays. It's fabulous.
Lisa, we want you to tell our audience a little bit about what the Upsidaisy Market is, you know, everything about it.
Okay, great. So the Upsidaisy Market is essentially an art to artifact market is what we're calling it. It is a contemporary urban style flea market with artists, artisans, collectors, pickers, sellers of antiques and vintage items. It's a really eclectic boho vibe with food and live music. It takes place every Sunday from 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock. And it is at 220 Broadway in downtown Chesterton and throughout Thomas Centennial Park.
And what type of artisans do you have there as a general rule?
A little bit of everything, as long as it is made by that person. So we have sculptors like Rita, and she also handcrafts knives. She'll tell you a little bit about what she does, but she's extremely talented. We've got photographers and painters and
tie-dye
artists, mixed media artists. Potters, some very talented potters. We have a couple who come in from New Carlisle, Indiana, and they're studio potters, and they own Black Tree Studio, and they do beautiful work. We have a guy from Michigan who's coming a little bit more regularly, also a studio potter, throwing stuff. Modus is his name. Then we've got a lot of people who do like craftier things, like but we lean toward art. So even the craftspeople, like we do like fiber art. We've got let's see, what else do we have? Well, we've got a lot of people who sell antiques, everything from fine antiques to primitives and things like that. So a wide variety.
And so Rita, what a great name, Pixie Smash Forge. Can you describe how all of that came about, how you discovered blacksmithing?
Roller derby for several years, and Pixie Smash was my roller derby name. And I kind of thought that went well with a forge because I wanted something sort of girly and sparkly, but also so Pixie Smash is kind of like a Hulk Smash play. But I worked at Hallmark Cards for 25 years, and they gave us 5 days a week to, or 5 days a year to do something creative. And I blacksmithed on one of those days, and it kind of stuck. So I really like Upsidaisy Market because I feel like it's a different kind of stuff than you normally see at craft fairs. I do the knives and upcycled animal sculptures, any kind of sculptures, and paintings. I do a lot of stuff, anything that's made out of stuff, and my knives are also made mostly out of recycled materials. So and then we're doing I want to talk a little bit about the thing that we're doing where people can come and try their hand at blacksmithing. We've got a little setup where people can make a little knife out of a piece of a horseshoe, and that was
very good. Where is where are you located at?
My shop is in Winnemac, Indiana, right by the water tower in the Smith Motors building. Bob Smith, my stepdad, he and my mom had the small engine business here for years. So we've got a lot of metal to pick through to make things out of, which is really kind of awesome.
And convenient.
Very good. Well, Lisa, back to you. Tell us if there's an artisan out there interested in, you know, getting involved with Upsidaisy Market, how can they do that?
You can reach out to us on social media. It would be at Visit Chesterton. You go to the Visit Chesterton site. Or you can find us at the Upsidaisy Market, or you can go to our website where our application is, www.visitchesterton.org.
And what is the booth? What is the booth fee?
It's $35 a week. And the price actually goes down if you buy a bundle. We wanted to make it very affordable for all artists, and so that we could get more people
involved. Very worth it. It is very worth it, artisans, to go check it out, because they have a really great crowd that shows up, the people that show up to get art there. It's just a different kind of, it's a different kind of craft fair. It's not, it's really different stuff. So check it out, artisans.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Rita, tell us how people can find out about your on web.
I am on Facebook, on Vicky Smash Forge, and also on Instagram. Check it out. It is my goal to do more social media from this week on. So I am going to really try and get on there and talk to people. That's a good way to, if you want to find me, message me.
Well, we appreciate you guys both coming on Art in the Air Spotlight. That's the Upsidaisy Market. And we also had Rita Thurman from the Pixie Smash Forge, who's one of the artisans there. They're on Sundays at the Thomas Centennial Park in Chesterton, 10 to 4 p.m. Thank you so much for coming on Art on the Air Spotlight.
Yeah, very exciting. Thank you.
Thank you both.
And a quick spotlight extra. The Valpo Creative Council and DIY Art Studio have partnered to give away 270 DIY summer kits to kids thanks to our gracious sponsors. You can visit their booth at Valpo Art Fest on Saturday, June 25th or Sunday, June 26th to get a chance to take one of these all-inclusive creative kits home.